All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Roberto, how do you find these songs? Like, it's 2019. It's mid-July. Who even sings that song? What is that, Barry Gibb?
That is Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville.
Okay. I thought it was like the Bee Gees, the way that sounded.
I don't know much.
Right. But how did you come up with that?
I just look up like the greatest love songs of all time, because with Pat, he said multiple times during the weekend, love to hear from you, love to hear from you.
Roberto, honestly, there's going to come a day, and I don't know if I'll be in radio or not. I feel like someone needs to interview you. Like, you remember the show they used to do on VH1 where people would go to therapy with Dr. Drew and they would film it? Don't like, I that. Just, I really want to, I want to know you on a deeper level. I really just, you fascinate me, man.
Be like, careful what you ask
No,
for.
You're super talented, but man, you are, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, the end of the conversation will be me saying to Mike, and that was pretty much my childhood. And then Mike just starts crying.
I'm ready to cry right now. We can't get football discussion going. Oh, you know, let me ask this question. Well, it's also, too, I did say this to Roberto. This is a total side note. Like, what is it about this town that, like, we lack very basic stuff? Like, example, if I travel to any other major city in America, we all still consider Detroit major, right? We're still major. I know we're falling in the rankings, but we're top 10-ish. We're major. I mean, this ain't Columbus. I mean, it's a major town, right? Any other big town I travel to, I can find kick-ass Jamaican food, right? I can find jerk chicken. I can find oxtail. I can find kick-ass stuff. Just as an example. So I got a buddy, and that's like our summer tradition pre-football season. We'll go out, go find some good food. We don't have any good Jamaican restaurants, ever. It is the biggest pain in the ass to go find a place that can do proper jerk chicken. All I want is a beer and some chicken and a picnic table. I'm not asking a lot. What is it with this town? We just lack the necessities. Jerk chicken is a necessity in life.
So what do you think the top three restaurant genres here are?
Here?
So it's got to be Lebanese, Mediterranean.
Lebanese, right? We'll that's one. That. Hot dog.
Yeah, Coney.
Yeah. And no, I Roberto, I don't know. It's well, sure as hell ain't Italian, I'll tell you that much.
Thai? Good
Thai. Hi, what?
Thai.
Oh, Thai. Roberto, I don't know. We don't do proper Chinese food in this town. There's one good spot for Thai that I would recommend. Maybe two. I mean, we are, bro. Unless you're looking for a hot dog, you ain't going to find a whole lot in this town.
Pizza?
No.
Detroit pizza.
Forget about it.
No, Detroit actually is good ranking-wise for Chinese food.
Okay, but
San Francisco, New York, and Detroit are usually like the top three.
Okay, here's my ranking for Chinese food in this town. The Chinese food in this town's an atrocity. What are you, insane?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you one thing, Zach.
The food is so bad in this town, Chinese food-wise, I stopped eating Chinese food a decade ago. You know when I get Chinese food? When I go back to New York.
My brother, lived in Flagstaff for a couple years and couldn't get good Chinese food anywhere. Just did not exist.
It's Flagstaff, Arizona. There aren't even people there.
But a guy from here, he's craving it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It was a side note. That's all. I'm just saying, total side note. I was very upset because I'm meeting a buddy of mine, and I said to Roberto, I go, why is this always a problem in this town? Unless you want a hot dog, you can't find anything in this place. There's no consensus, and I'm not going to list the different Jamaican places I've tried. I don't want to bleep all over people. Not great.
I'm sure one of these, like, franchise places have
done No. I want jerk chicken out of an oil drum.
You should say that.
I want it served by somebody's grandma.
Oh, yes. Man.
I want some guy who's like 100 on a cane with an oxygen tank from Jamaica operating that grill.
All right, well, let's get some texts coming in. Maybe we can get someone's grandma.
No, there aren't, and it doesn't exist because Detroit is just, I don't know.
There's a lot of texts coming in with recommendations for Jamaican food.
Yeah, but here's the deal, Mikey. You're going to put me in a spot. The one thing I won't do, I'll make fun of rich people because they'll always be rich. I'm not going to make fun of small family-owned places.
No.
I'm not going to do it. Because I guarantee you I've been to some of these suggestions, and then you're going to put me in a spot where I got to say, the food wasn't any good.
But what you said, though, the best places are generally where you can go, and it's mom or grandma making the food, you know?
That's how your grandma used to get it.
Your mom or grandma.
Sure thing, Eric Thies. No, but that's all right. Listen to me. I'm just telling you. It was a side issue. Let me get back on track. Is it too early to talk football? Is that the mistake I have made as a radio host today? People, tell me something. Have you in your workplace, have you with your friends, have you begun talking football? Because I feel like, since we were just talking about Roberto's childhood or my feelings on a lack of proper Caribbean cuisine in this town, we're talking feelings. I feel, my feelings, that we are doing too much football too early for you. That you, as a listener, aren't prepared for the entree we're presenting. That you haven't turned the page to football season. Like, last night I was with a group of people, and fantasy football was the conversation. I mean, it was, there were trades damn near consummated. I'm all in on football. Like, it's football time now. Broncos open training camp. We're less than a week from Lions training camp. Fantasy football preparation is fully underway. We're into football as a radio show. Are you? Is it too early for football? Have we made an error? Because I'd like to correct this. I want to correct this before I leave you and perhaps never come back. I'm going to become a stall cleaner at Saratoga. But are we, like, Mikey, don't you feel
I think it is, man. And the reason I say that, and obviously I'd love to hear from people on that, because I think that people have not turned the page yet for football. I mean, we're sitting here, July 17th. I don't think many people are talking to their friends in group texts or meeting up with their buddies for a drink and right here, right now, talking about, hey, how do you think Michigan's going to be this year? Or, hey, are the Lions going to win 10 games this year? I don't think those conversations are happening yet.
That's all I talk about. Same. What am I, an alien?
Same here.
What, should I live in Area 51?
No, I just think people are not to that point yet. It'll get there in a couple weeks.
Then what the hell do you talk about? Feelings?
No, they could talk about golf. They could talk about...
Here. I know what we'll talk about. Tiger Woods going to miss the cut at the British Open.
That's what David was saying.
We can talk about that. Oh, because here's what Tiger does best. Wine. So all this cat does, and I can't take anymore. Anytime he plays like ass, my body hurts. I'm not preparing very well. I'm afraid. The Open, it's just not going to go well for me. Yeah. Oh, my God, my preparation. Oh, preparation H. I don't want to hear anymore. It's like he sets up the excuse for himself. This is why he will never challenge Jack. This dude's body is a paper airplane. He's toast. Hope you enjoyed Augusta. He'll always be competitive there. Mm-hmm. But the rest of this dude's played like 9 rounds of golf in 2019.
Yeah, he barely played.
He don't play. His body can't stay together. They got to put the guy in traction just to get him up in the morning.
Yep.
He's been terrible at the last two majors. He's going to be terrible again at the British Open.
Yes, he is.
But tell me again he's going to challenge Jack. What, am I supposed to talk about that?
I just think in general, people are talking about baseball or talking about politics or talking about
the only
people talking about
baseball are sitting in an assisted living facility in the bingo room.
Oh, man.
Hey, George, did you see the Tigers got one hit last night?
No, I didn't. I was getting my diaper changed.
Who was better, the 68 team or the 84?
Nobody talks baseball. Talks baseball?
My point is, I think
Pat Caputo talks baseball to himself.
I think people are still a couple weeks away from really gearing the minds toward football in terms of that type of discussion.
I view football as a year-round discussion point. I do. And outside of a couple of weeks, we hammer the NBA during the finals to free agency with the draft in the middle. We try to do a ton of football, but I'll tell you one thing. When we've done a few of the Lions topics, boy, people are not into it. Like, this Patricia thing really interests me. 24th of 26 returning coaches? Grab that list for me. I want to talk about that next, and I want to knock down some phone calls. How about that? 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.